This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Josh, are you sober or not sober?
7 years sober.
Oh, good for you, Josh. Nice work, man. All right, Josh, what's the poll answer there? Attacked by a dolphin, naked at a museum, all civilian space flight, or stuck in space?
I'm going to go attacked by a dolphin.
Attacked by a dolphin.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to be different after that attack. He's going to hang to himself,
right.
Not talk much. Have dreams of blowholes. All right. Oh, my God. All right, your question. What state is located between Maine and Vermont?
Maine and Vermont.
Yes.
Let's go New York.
Ooh, got half of it right. Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Ah,
the least interesting state. Is it the least interesting state?
I've never been there other than Manchester, so I really don't know.
What do you hear about? You know, even Rhode Island says, look, there's not a lot going on here, but at least we have the distinction of being the smallest state.
I think Vermont and New Hampshire are both on the tip of just leave us alone.
But Vermont has Bernie Sanders.
They got maple syrup. I mean, there's something where Vermont goes, look, we don't want to be bothered, but we can talk.
Ben and Jerry.
New Hampshire. Like, what is your sales pitch for New Hampshire? What can you tell us about New Hampshire?
I go,
like,
I think you know, the University of New Hampshire has a good hockey team.
No, something that would make me want to go.
I mean, it's beautiful. We used to go up there when I was a kid and, like, spend a week.
Is it more beautiful or any less beautiful than Rhode Island or Vermont or Maine?
Well, I don't know. I've never been to Maine.
Okay.
I will say when I type, what is the least interesting state into Google, the AI overview says there is no least interesting state, as all states have their own unique interests and attractions, and then immediately gives me an article that says West Virginia is ranked as the least fun state.
Okay, that's least fun, but even that's a distinct, like West Virginia definitely has a reputation.
I mean, yeah, you're right, because like Delaware kind of sucks as a state,
but they have
great beaches.
We have beaches, yeah.
Right, so New Hampshire I think has like a cool little harbor, but like I don't know that you go up there for like the beach towns or anything.
I just don't, like, if you don't have family in New Hampshire, I don't know anyone that just goes to New Hampshire.
That was why we went.
Well, you got family in New Hampshire?
Right, that when I was a kid, there was some, not distant, but like, you know, my dad and his brothers, their cousins, lived in New Hampshire. So we'd go up. I remember it was exciting because you had to get up in the morning and go to an actual well to get the damn water.
Yeah, again, not a sales pitch for me.
No. It is the seventh least visited state.
What are the six in front of it?
Montana, Delaware, Wyoming, Nebraska, West Virginia, and then Alaska is the least visited state.
Oh, huh.
Man, I thought Montana would be higher.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question.
They got legal weed.
Easter Island is off the coast of what continent?
Oh, my goodness. All these questions are easy until you're on.
I hear that a lot.
Man. Australia.
South America.
South America. Technically, it belongs to the country of Chile.
Chile. I always like that word when you're learning Spanish.
What, Chile?
Chile.
Chile.
El Salvador.
That is true. If you go to those, like, if you're from there, you definitely see it the way it's said. We're like, you from El Salvador? El Salvador.
Yeah. We used to have those, like, tapes. Right? You'd put them in, like, your tape
player.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. I just remember, those were the two countries. I was like, Chile.
Well, I remember my brother, he took Spanish in high school 5 years before I got there, and he's like, hey, I learned your name in Spanish. It's Esteban, right? So I'm like, Esteban. If I go to Mexico, it's where you put the emphasis. They're like, Esteban.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, when you say Esteban, you sound like the equivalent of someone from Arkansas who's drunk. Like, it just sounds bad to look.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Esteban.
Hey, it's me, Esteban. Esteban Hill.
Honey, get the good stuff up. Esteban is here.
Esteban.
I love that little fella.
Right. Your question, multiple choice. James Todd Smith, no relation to the Ted. James Todd Smith is the real name of which singer? Gotye, LL Cool J, DMX, or Bono?
Man. What were the first two again?
The first two were Gotye or LL Cool J, and then DMX or Bono.
Did you write that to rhyme?
I did.
Gotye, LL Cool J. Ray J.
Okay, just a case, shout out to my soon-to-be wife, Hillary. Love you. And I'm going to go Gotye.
DMX?
Oh.
You already gave a shout out. But soon to be, she's going to call off the wedding, bro. It's LL Cool J.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, my
Ladies
goodness.
Love Cool James Todd Smith.
What were the options? Gotye, LL Cool J?
Gotye, LL Cool J, DMX, which is what? Something Simmons. Earl Simmons. Or Bono, which is?
Brian Houston.
Brian Houston? Mm-hmm. Brian yeah. Houston, yeah.
Yeah, dude, you can't give a shout out to get it wrong.
No, you can, because that's more memorable.
Well, let's hope Hillary still wants to marry him.
LL Cool J, because that is the whitest name ever. Oh, my God.
But James Todd Smith? That's yeah. white or black, man. It depends. If he went JT yeah. Smith, I go, that's a white dude.
There we go.
James yeah. Todd Smith, I go, that's a black dude.
Yeah, Smith is pretty much a 50-50 shot.
I feel like Todd is the one that throws you off.
Yeah.
James can go anywhere, right? But when I hear Todd, I definitely picture a white dude over a black dude.
Well, what is Gotye's real name?
You know what? I have no idea. Probably
Esteban.
Nobody does.
Esteban
yeah.
Gotye.
Yeah. There you go.
Thrill, you're right. I think of Todd as being black just because I went to school with a bunch of black Todds.
But I picture Todd being white because I went to school with a bunch of white Todds.
Well, Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
Okay, there's Todd Gurley. Thank you. Keep going. Black Todd. Black Todds. Quick.
Well, my buddy Todd Hamilton.
Okay, we got Todd Gurley.
Ask him a question.
I'll let you keep marinating on that. All right, your question. What organization for people with high IQs has a name meaning table in Latin?
Oh, my goodness.
Close.
Yeah. Dang, no clue.
It's just an organization for people with high IQs. I just added the name meaning table in Latin to
Maybe there's a reason you don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. No clue. Can't even guess.
Mensa.
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 And then in Spanish, it's mesa for a table, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So say I live in Spain and I have a high IQ. Neither of these things are true. And they want me to join Mensa, what I call it, mesa. I know you call it Mensa, but if it just means yep. table.
Right.
You know, just say. I don't know.
Oh, it would be called table here.
Yeah. If I'm from the U.S. and, oh, I got, I'm just joined table. All right. Your question. Which Scandinavian nation has a yellow cross on its flag?
Norway.
Sweden.
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 Mm-hmm. We like the yellow cross.
Are you getting some help here, Ted? From the text lines, Todd Bridges.
Todd Bridges. Oh,
Todd Gurley.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Todd right. Gurley, Todd call. Bridges.
Yeah.
Famous black Todds. That should be a category on Jeopardy because no one would pick it. And a form of a question. Speaking of questions, your question. When someone is breviloquent, they use very few what? Breviloquent.
Very few words.
That's it.
Yeah. Well done.
Nice job.
Well done.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Because you use words like breviloquent.
That's the only word they say. I'm sorry, I'm breviloquent.
Like brevity, I guess.
Yeah, basically.
But Thrill, I'll, you're right. Overall, I'm Googling famous Todds. It's pretty white.
All right, give me some
but
of the white Todds.
Todd Gurley and Todd Bridges show up real quickly.
All right.
There's Todd Tucker. He's a black dude, a reality star.
I don't care.
And that's kind of it. Then it's like Todd Chrisley. Todd, I don't know. Some of these people I don't even know.
There's Tony Todd. No! No.
No,
Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles. We got another one. Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles. I'm going to do the Black Todd Convention. And like 18 people are going to show up. Be like, that's all of us. That is every single Black Todd in the United States. We are here.
Hello.
That is it.
We're all here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.